Good day, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Rukayat Ali Oluwafoye, and today I'll be talking about the importance of the public and private partnership regarding solving this waste management problem we're facing in Lagos. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the statistics of how much kilograms of waste do we generate daily and all of that. It is clearly evident that we are drowning in waste in Lagos. And the problem with poor waste management is that it is highly linked to other problems that affect us directly, like air pollution, plastic pollution, groundwater pollution, and a host of others. So now, I got talking with a couple of people who tell me about their different experiences, what I could get from everything everybody said was that everybody wanted a cleaner Lagos. And as much as I try to convince them of their roles in achieving this cleaner Lagos, one thing remained evident: we do not have enough infrastructure to cater to the amount of waste Lagosians generate. Now, before we get to the area where we start talking about a mindset change on the part of the residents, we need the infrastructure to be in place. We need recycling centers to be easily accessible. We need the private waste disposal companies to be effective and efficient. We need them to come on Thursdays, if there's a contract that will come on Thursdays. And if there's anything that will stop them from being able to come on a particular day, they should have a system that ensures that every resident expecting them to come is notified at least 24 hours before. Because it's easy to say, there was politics with Visionscape and all of that. But the truth is that this is Nigeria. More specifically, this is Lagos. It's different. This Nigeria, we are still developing. You cannot bring solutions from developed countries and expect it to work when there's a disparity in the mindset of the people that the service providers you are bringing, the people they deal with, the mindset is different from people you are coming to meet here. We have rules and regulations regarding environmental, sanitation, and waste management. How many of these rules are being followed? Worse still, how much enforcement and monitoring is going on? So we need to localize the solution to waste management in Lagos. Now, we have 57 local governments and local council development areas. At the entrance, we have well-groomed shrubs and, nice flowers. And while you're still admiring that, the gateman welcomes you with a smile and tries to guide you to your destination. On your way, you sight a very nice, beautiful poster on the building that houses the environmental, sanitation, and waste management services. Every local government is supposed to have that. And the poster reads, "Leave recyclables for recyclers." you are impressed, you take a few steps further and you see a solar powered container just beside the office with someone attending to community members who have come to drop their waste plastic, corrugated the brown paper, newspapers and all of that, just to accumulate points. Now, this is something that I believe will work. Currently, Recyclers is the only incentive-based recycling company in the whole of Ikorodu. They have just one container. They cannot serve the whole of Ikorodu. We need more recycling centers. Now, having all 57 local government and LCDs have a recycling point, it's really going to go a long way in educating people at the grassroots, in empowering them, and best of all, in reducing plastic pollution. I look forward to a time when PSP operators will understand that the role they play in solving waste management is just is beyond them just picking waste from point A and dropping at point B. But they need to start seeing themselves as problem solvers and not just not so educated people who just have the opportunity to lay their hands on a few funds and buy compactors. Because if we fail to maximize the opportunities that lie in private sector partnering with the public sector, don't be surprised that you will drive out of your gate one day and there will be nowhere to drive through because the heavy downpour has swept the ocean of plastic right in front of your house. Now, this is what I want you to do for me. If you are a recycling company or you know one, you can write a very beautiful letter to your LCDA chairman or local government chairman. Now, don't forget to indicate what they stand to benefit, because you are not yet in an era where purpose drives action. Tell them why they need to work with PSPs. They already work with PSPs, but they need to make those guys accountable. Tell them why they need to engage the recycling companies that we have. These recycling companies and the PSP, honestly, I expect that they should be working together. And one thing that I know is that this waste menace that we have found ourselves, this leech that we have, that has become commonplace, started from somewhere. And I also believe that someone somewhere will start taking result-centric steps to solving the problem. And I honestly hope that that someone is you. Thank you for sticking by and taking your time to listen to me. I hope you learned a thing or two. Till next week, it's Ukayat Aliloa for you. Thank you. Bye.